alarming rates over isolation and loneliness. Among Puerto Rican youth, for the first time, a study provides a clear picture of how middle and high school students in Puerto Rico feel, and the results are alarming. A high percentage report feeling isolated and alone. A revealing study. This analysis stems from the first module measuring social isolation and loneliness among middle and high school students in public and private schools across the island. It is part of the Consulta Juvenile study, and its findings are concerning. Social isolation. 4 out of 10 students, 43.8%, reported having no one to rely on if they faced problems in their community. Lack of interaction. 36.1% stated they had not participated in any social or recreational activities in the 30 days prior to the study. Greater vulnerability. Female students and middle school students show slightly higher levels of isolation, with 46.9% reporting a lack of community support. While social isolation is worrisome, the level of loneliness reported by young people is reaching epidemic proportions. 6 out of 10 students, 63.7%, indicated feeling moderate or severe loneliness. Impact on tween and teen health. According to Consulta Juvenile researchers, social isolation and loneliness have a significant impact on the physical and psychological health of tweens and teens. Studies have shown that these factors are associated with increased depressive symptoms, higher risk of suicide attempts, low self-esteem, substance use. Next steps. Although the study's results are preliminary, researchers plan to delve deeper into the findings to establish a correlation between social isolation, loneliness, and high-risk behaviors. These additional analyses are expected to be ready by 2025. A call to action. Lydia Figueroa, executive director of the Triple S Foundation, which funded the social isolation and loneliness module in the study, emphasized the need of taking action. We now have enough information to sound the alarm and take action to reverse social isolation and feelings of loneliness among our youth. Figueroa highlighted that youth represent Puerto Rico's future and that their emotional and social health must be a priority. According to 2024 census estimates, the population aged 18 or younger accounts for only 15% of the island's total population. Our youth have always been a valuable resource, even more so as they become increasingly scarce, she stressed. To address this concerning situation, the Triple S Foundation is working on a more in-depth analysis of the findings and developing an action plan in collaboration with nonprofit organizations and the government. The initial data was presented in December 2024 to a select group of academic institutions, nonprofit organizations, and government representatives. Final reflection. Isolation and loneliness among our youth affect their emotional well-being and can have long-term consequences on their health and personal and social development. It is crucial that families, schools, and society work together to support our youth and help them feel connected and valued. Now is the time to act.